You know, I've done this show for 37 years, and I got to tell you, I've run into some unusual performers, some unusual performances, but I have to be honest, never have I run into something as exciting as what we're about to enjoy right now. Coming in here with 15 of his best friends to perform From a Lousy Day in Harlem, the new recording, and some special surprises, too. Please welcome to Morning Jazz, the Ed Palermo Big Band. Thank you.
distinct pleasure to introduce you to one of the finest dive bar crooners in the business. Please put your hands together, even if you're driving. Please give your hands together for the one, the only, Mr. Mike James.
My microphone? As your camera's right there, yeah? All right, count the boys. I'm ready to go.
Radio mic.
Oh. Okay. Go ahead, count them in. No, that's not right.
Go.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Girls, come and kiss me. Say that you'll miss me. Get me to the church on time. I got to get there in the morning, spruced up and looking in my prime. We'll have a whopper, pull out the stopper, get me to the church on time. If I am dancing, roll up the floor, hey, there's a floor. If I am whistling, take me right out the door. I'm getting married in the morning, ding dong, they're gonna chime. Girls, come and kiss me. Say that you'll miss me. Get me to the church. Get me to the church. For Pete's sake, get me to the church on time. Come on, cats, wail. There we go. You see how good 4/4 can sound? I'm glancing, roll up the floor. If I'm swinging, just shove me right out the door. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding, ding, dong, they're gonna chime. We'll have a rumpus, don't lose your compass. Get me to the church, get me to the church. For Pete's sake, get me to that church.
Mike James, ladies and gentlemen. Mike James. Now, Mike, I got to tell you something.
Yes, sir.
Mike, you had a fantastic album that you did a while ago. And that, what was the name of that album?
Do Not Be Ashamed of Love.
Do Not Be Ashamed of Love.
It's doing very well.
It's doing it very well.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Now, I just want to say.
They don't play it here, by the way, but they should.
Oh, okay. Okay. What
I'm not happy about
what
it.
What country are you big at?
Oh, well, you know, I'm big in Germany, but you decided not to bring me to Germany. Instead, you took me on the Newark tour, so I, you know.
Well,
but I am big over there. I get great reviews in Germany.
And there's a German restaurant right around the corner. I'll treat you afterwards, okay?
They're expecting me at 1 o'clock.
Okay, listen, I'm going to tell you. This is a treat. I mean, this is a surprise for you. We happen to know that it is Mike James' birthday today.
Today.
This goes out to you.
Anything,
this goes out to you. Ready?
Thank you.
One, two, three, four. Okay, moving on.
Thank you for that moving tribute, Ed.
Yeah, that's perfectly
cool. Backstage now.
All right, Gary Walker, are you having a good time?
I'm having a spectacular time. You know, right after that opening montage, that's where most people would say good night, drive safely, go home, right? Tip your waitress and have
yes,
a nice
that was,
time.
That was one schizophrenic medley.
There were like seven different pieces going on all there at once.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yes, as I said before. People act like ADD is a negative thing,
no,
but I try to make it I try to make my horrible ADHD or whatever the initials are to work to my advantage.
But
now
see,
all my life I've annoyed a lot of people with this particular affliction, but you know, and I finally that's why my star is rising is what I'm saying.
But see, here's the thing, man. You know, if somebody is afraid of this music, and they go, "Come on, we're going to a concert tonight. What kind?" Well, it's oh no, not jazz, right?
That's exactly right.
Is one of your
That's
records.
That's one of my albums.
This is the kind of group you would want to come to see, because at the end of the night they would go, "I didn't know that was jazz." Indeed, it is, but it pulls from so many different directions.
That's exactly right.
I mean, Ellington.
Oh yeah.
Mingus.
Yep.
Monk.
Yep.
Your Own.
Mm-hmm.
Schubert.
Yep.
Zappa.
Zappa. That's exactly right.
And lesser is more, right? Get me to the church.
Oh, yeah.
right?
Unquestionably. A little Sinatra, Count Basie, never hurt anybody.
No, that was pretty good stuff.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, very nice. How does one, and this goes back 30-some years for you, to the first Ed Palermo big band.
Right.
And how does one come up with an idea, like you have, to incorporate so many different styles of music? Because not everybody does this.
That's a loaded question because it's very complex. I tell you the truth, I grew up totally on rock and roll. Beatles, Zappa, right. Jimi Hendrix, and I never lost my love for that. In fact, I still listen to that music to this day. I can't listen to Voodoo Child by Hendrix without my heart going through my chest because it's so primal and so incredibly fantastic. But when I got to college, actually, I wanted to become a jazz saxophone player like my favorite Edgar Winter, believe it or not. Another guy that people consider just to be a rock and roller. He's a fantastic alto player who's out of the school of Phil Woods and Cannonball Adderley. So I was, I guess what you could call a bebop Nazi for a few years. And at the same time, I was listening to a lot of classical music. So I think all of that is reflected on how I do my music.
Okay.
I get bored real easy if I would just do, you know, if I stayed in one genre.
Sure. I can understand that. Tomorrow night, a place called The Social Club is up on Bloomfield Avenue, mm-hmm. 499 Bloomfield Avenue. Part of this year's now expanded Montclair Jazz Festival now runs 2 weeks. And tomorrow evening, starting at 7 o'clock,
yes, that's right.
Up there, you guys are going to all take on the stage and invite people in. And just show them how many different things can be reimagined into the world of jazz. I mean, that's part of the problem is the music has been so siloed, don't you think?
Yeah, unquestionably. But not everyone has that limited scope. And speaking of the Montclair Jazz Festival, 2 years ago, Christian McBride, who's him and Melissa Walker, mainly Melissa Walker, it's her school that I teach at, Jazz House Kids.
Yeah.
But Christian McBride had this idea of the faculty collective, that's the faculty that teaches at Jazz House Kids, to do a David Bowie and Prince tribute. So people like Christian McBride, they have the scope. They have the scope.
Yeah.
I mean, him in particular. I mean, what he knows about R&B and blues is unbelievable. So, it's a lot of music can fly under the banner of jazz.
Now for him, you know, you bring up a prime example. For him, it came through his father.
Yeah.
You know, who was a working musician, a great bass player too, in some of those old R&B bands, and also Mongo Santa Maria, among others. How about for you?
I've never worked with anybody. So, I mean, by contrast.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
The phone, much doesn't ring for Ed Palermo.
No, if we could get Tito Puente on the phone from long distance, that would be. And, you know, just some of the Tony Bennett, Mel Torme, some of the people you've worked with over the years.
Yeah. When I was in college, I met a really seasoned studio woodwind player who saw me as the son he never had and used to get me these great gigs, like a week at the Playboy Club in Lake Geneva with Tony Bennett. That was my first, my first gig. That was like, you know, first like good gig.
Sure.
I mean, 19 years old, the Playboy Club, made to order, Gary. Anyway, so
I'm surprised you're here today after you know early work like that.
but then when I moved to New York, then I just I started getting more and more work. But I'm more comfortable talking about my failures than my successes because they're much better stories. Like when I first moved to New York, I got a gig with Lou Rawls. Sounds good. Got fired after 1 week. So those stories are always so much better than the success stories.
Well, we're going to talk more about your stories, man, and the different incarnations.
Yeah.
Ed Palermo and the big band here on Morning Jazz. Don't forget tomorrow night at the Social Club at 499. And if you're antisocial, come up. I guarantee you'll leave with a friend. That's what this music is all about. And some more from Ed Palermo's big band this morning.
Okay, this goes out to my wife. This is called The One with the Balloon because there's a picture of her as a little child, 5 years old, holding a balloon. And there you go. This goes out to you, Susan. A one, two. A one, two, three, four. gentlemen, please welcome to the tap dance floor the incredible, not only fantastic tap dancer, but she's also fantastic jazz pianist, Nikki Denner. One, a two, a one, two, three, four. Denner, everybody.
Yeah, it was great.
Thank you. I'd like to say one thing. We were talking before. You're giving me these nice compliments about my brain and everything.
Yeah.
I just made a huge mistake, and I want everyone because it's the.
But you said it with confidence. No one noticed.
Oh my God! I just made a huge mistake. My apologies goes to one of the best trombone players I know, and a very good friend, Charlie Gordon, because I just ripped him off of my solo. Charlie, I'm sorry.
Never sounded better.
Oh, God. And Nikki brought you in about 3 minutes too early, so there you go. So there you go. So I'm not very
now, will
bright.
Nikki be along tomorrow night at the
no,
social
she won't
club?
Be with us tomorrow night. She was going to be, but then she bailed. No, it's okay. That's good.
How about Mike?
Mike James, I didn't ask him, man. Why'd you have to bring that up? You know, he can hear us, you know.
He can?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm over here. I can hear every word you're saying.
Now, if you're listening this morning, tomorrow night, the Social Club, 499 Bloomfield Avenue, up here in Montclair, across from the Claridge, right?
Right from the across from the Claridge.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's where they're going to perform live. And
that's
I have
right.
to tell you, it's been some years now, maybe about 5 years ago, my phone rang in my office, and it was somebody from the Frank Zappa estate. It was one of their lawyers. And they said, yes, we're checking up on this Ed Palermo guy. Can you speak to this? What do you know about his Frank Zappa band? And I said, quite simply, it is the finest Frank Zappa band on the planet Earth. Absolutely.
Gary, thank you.
The finest.
Thank you. Yes, I've endured a lot of cease and desist letters from the Zappa estate through the years. Frank's widow, well, actually, she passed away a few years ago. She was very litigious, but yeah. She never really went all the way with it. She never sued me, but she just a lot of threats,
yeah.
A lot of threats. And a lot of clubs, you know, had to think twice before hiring us. Because
I told them that they should consider you for representing Frank's music across the country, because, you know, the kids don't do it. Not like that.
Yeah, well, thank you. And you're right. so yeah, not only am I not bright, I'm full of myself. So it's a beautiful combination.
But, you know, a lot of these musicians have been with you from the very start or shortly thereafter, and they've stuck with you. And it's because it's so damn much fun. I can see. If you can see, and you can't, but if you go tomorrow night, you will.
Yes, exactly right.
You will see the kind of fun that these people have when they play this music and work with this unusual individual. Who also has great taste because he's wearing a WBGO
yes.
Rhythm Review t-shirt.
You got that?
Right?
Yeah, we are filming this, actually.
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, you know, the Donald Fagen, Todd Rundgren,
yeah.
The Butterfield Blues Band,
right.
You know, the cornucopia from which you draw from to allow these folks to play such incredible music.
They are so lucky.
It's limit, but it's limitless, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's limitless. And I agree with you as far as the fun they're having. Some of them are having more fun than others, but I'm kidding. When we do a gig like Iridium or this club that we play up north called The Falcon, Paul Adamy, our bassist, and Bob Quaranta just beaming because of the music, I think to myself, I am so lucky. I'm lucky to have them because they're into it. And it's, at these prices, that's a good thing.
Tomorrow evening at the Social Club up on Bloomfield Avenue in Montclair, New Jersey, the Ed Palermo Big Band. Why do we call it a lousy day in Harlem? You might want to explain that for the people watching at home.
Yes, I am so glad you mentioned it. Now, for you filming it, could you point to the guy who was playing tuba before? Wave. His name is Matt Engman, and he comes early to every rehearsal and helps me set up. And we rehearsed at the Music Union on 48th Street in Manhattan, and on the wall are these huge pictures of like Oscar Peterson and some people. Then there's this big poster of A Great Day in Harlem with all the greatest musicians.
57.
In front of the stoop.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, Horace Silver, Sonny Rollins, Count Basie, it's Lester Young. He just like goes on and on. So Matt, who is a very funny individual, said, you know what would be funny? Why don't you take a picture of you in front of that stoop, that brownstone, but with only you? And I thought, and Matt, were you even thinking for the album cover or just as a joke? Yeah, it's just a joke. And so of course, I'm thinking, oh, my God, that's the best idea I've ever heard. And I came up with the name A Lousy Day in Harlem, to counter A Great Day in Harlem. And, folks, if you want to see something really funny, if you can somehow on your computer put the two pictures side by side, then it's really funny. Those of you who haven't seen the cover, I'm in front of that very stoop all by myself with my head in my hands sitting on the curb because no one showed up to the photo shoot. And that was the work, the genius of Mr. Matt Engman.
All right, Matt.
Okay. And if you want to see it, go to my website, palermobigband.com. And I just want to give a shout out to Hugh Brennan, who took the pictures, and he was every part of the creative process. And that's basically that.
Now, can you imagine kids learning this music for the very first time and having a good time? How could they not, when their instructor and their motivator is a guy like Ed Palermo? And we'll talk to him a little more about that, but why don't we get into some more music here this morning? And this is, which I think you're going to play next, is something from the new recording.
Yes.
And I want you to listen, especially at the open.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that, because the two players that are playing, the two tenor players, are Dan Pearson and Drew Vanderwinkle. Interesting fun fact is that I discovered them in the Appalachian Trail. They not only do they not speak any language, English or anything, but they're completely illiterate. I think they're inbred. And they play incredible saxophone. So crack her up, guys. Thank you.
for the others, those of you playing the home game, that was Giant Steps, but you've never heard it quite that way.
That's exactly right.
With the introduction from Dueling Banjos and Yankee Doodle. Did this come to you in a dream or in a nightmare, or how did you come up with this?
I think it's pretty much the same thought process of Matt Ingman and A Lousy Day in Harlem. Uh-huh. It's one of those things that, hey, I think that would be funny. My band, if you come see us live, tomorrow night, by the way, it's a social club.
Yeah.
My band is rife with that. So if I'd say, if one thing that makes my band unique is that it's a pretty funny affair. And if I do say so, Maria Schneider, who's one of my favorite arrangers and composers, she does a version of Giant Steps, which is brilliant. But I have to say, if you compare hers to mine, mine's a hell of a lot funnier than hers. So just want to say that.
Not only that, but you know, the other thing that I, as a listener that I hear, is not that these musicians are all just having fun, but also, you know, your section writing is so incredible. Don't you? You guys have a great time playing these sections, don't you? It's thumbs up all the way around.
Thank you, Gary.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, where did you learn that? Did you go to school to learn that?
No. Actually, I guess I'm proud to say that I'm completely self-taught. I'm completely self-taught as a jazz saxophone player and completely self-taught as an arranger. Total trial and error. I did buy a Don Sobeski arranging book right when I started, but it was just way over my head. So I ended up recording all the rehearsals, started with a 9-piece band, and just recording all the rehearsals and go home to my little tiny apartment and listen to it and just change stuff. And basically that's it. That's how I learned how to arrange. Of course, you're listening to the greats like Thad Jones and Gil Evans and people like that. But as far as the actual doing it was total trial and
error. That's amazing to me that you're kind of self-taught when it comes to doing that, guy.
And really good looking, too.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you said it.
You would work quite well in radio. Have you ever thought about that?
I have a face for radio. Come on, bum bum, come on. Thank you.
And tomorrow night, that face and many others will take the stage at the Social Club in Montclair, New Jersey, there on Bloomfield Avenue. I have this halogen light. I keep wanting to do a Lionel Hampton here. I keep hitting it and tipping it over. It's not good. But tomorrow night, you're going to be at the Social Club, 499 Bloomfield Avenue.
Exactly Montclair, right.
Start at 7 o'clock. This is music you can dance to.
You know what? I can't dance, but sure, someone with rhythm can.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know. So I tell you, we have one more medley for the kind folks listening to the radio.
This has been a gas having you here this morning. A Lousy Day in Harlem is going to be good listening no matter where you are and what time of day it is.
Thank you, Gary.
Right?
I appreciate it.
And it's the new recording from the Ed Palermo Big Band. I would also recommend some of the other ones. Also, the Butterfield Blues tribute. The number, you have what, 3 or 4 different Zappa recordings?
Yeah, and actually I think it'll be about 5 or 6.
And I'm especially fond of the cover of One Child Left Behind.
Yes, for the people on the radio, it's a picture of me when I was in marching band in high school, sophomore or junior, and looking like the loneliest little nerd ever, with a stupid smirk on my face.
But it's lovely,
and dirty white bucks. If you notice, the white bucks are dirty.
I know, needs work.
Yeah, never got around to actually cleaning that, you know? yes, and that's why I call it One Child Left Behind.
Tomorrow at the Social Club, there are 499 Bloomfield Avenue, Montclair, New Jersey. It's going to be the Ed Palermo Big Band. I want you folks at home, in your car, wherever you are, to listen very closely. Because this is also going to be a medley that's going to take us out.
Beautiful. Thank you, Gary.
Do you have to set up any of this?
No. Well, at some point you're going to hear a Frank Zappa song called Toads of the Short Forest.
From my favorite recording, Weasels Rip My
That's
Flesh.
Exactly right.
Yes.
Can I introduce the people in the band?
Absolutely.
All right. First off, on lead trombone, Charlie Gordon, Charlie Gordon, Charlie Gordon.
All right, Charlie.
Taking that fantastic trombone solo in the first song we did, Michael Boshin. Bass trombone and tuba, no less, Matt Ingman. Taking that great solo on Caravan, we have Mr. Augie Haas. playing lead trumpet, and a guy that we affectionately refer to as the ugliest broad in the band, Ronnie Buttigavoli. Lead alto saxophone, Emily Pecoraro. She's getting married in a couple weeks. Oh, a couple days. Oh, my God. Next to her, playing soprano and alto saxophone, Phil Chester. On tenor saxophone, Drew Vanderwinkle. On the other tenor saxophone, Dan Pearson. On baritone saxophone, Barbara Cefelli. On bass, Paul Adamy. On drums, Ray Marchica. On piano, Bob Quaranta. And on keyboard, Ted Kushian. All right, okay.
And ladies and gentlemen, the leader who put all this together, Mr. Ed Palermo.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, ladies and people. Thank you, ladies and people. No, actually, I used to play with Tito Puente, and the lead singer didn't speak English very well, and that's how he used. That's what he would say after songs. Thank you, ladies and people. Thank you.
And thank you, people who support WBGO because of your contributions to Jazz 88. We can do things like this on Morning Jazz and have a good time doing it. Thank you again. Tomorrow night, come out to the Social Club there on Bloomfield Avenue in Montclair. It's part of the Montclair Jazz Festival, now expanded to 2 weeks.
Something like that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ed.
You got it. All right. It's a little Miles Davis for you.
Thank you.
your makeup, soon he will open the door. Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you needn't try anymore. 'Cause wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. He's almost here. Day after day, there are chicks at the office, and men will always be men. Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you may not see him again. For wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. He's almost here. Hey, little girl, better wear something pretty, something you'd wear to prove in the city. Dim all the lights, pour the wine, make the pizza. Time to get ready for love. Yeah, it's time to get ready for love. Yes, it's time to get ready for love.